Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. This morning I'm going to be reading some verses from Romans chapter 4, and we're going to be talking about imputed righteousness. And this is a story about Abraham. I'm going to start reading in verse 16. It says, "Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, and not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which is spoken, so shall thy seed be." So we'll just stop there just for a minute and share a little bit before we read on. If we go back to Genesis, the story of Abraham there, it's always an inspiring story to me. It gives the account of how Abraham was communing with God, and Abraham had a close connection with God. And one night God told Abraham to look up at the stars. And God told him that your children are going to be more in number than the stars in the sky. You know, I don't know if you've ever looked up at the stars at night and when they're bright, and it's impossible to count them. Well, God gave Abraham this promise. And in starting in verse 19, it says, "And being not weak in faith." You know, when God made this promise, Abraham was an older man already, and his wife was an older woman. And verse 19 says, "And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb." He didn't even consider that. God promised it to him, and he it says in verse 18, "Who against hope believed in hope." You know, everything seemed to be against him. You know, we look at today for a 100-year-old woman, or a 90-year-old woman and a 100-year-old man to have a child as impossible. But he didn't look at it that way. Abraham did not look at it that way. He believed in hope. God promised it to him, and he knew it was going to come to pass. Verse 20 says, "He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God." He didn't stagger in his mind. If you've ever seen a drunk man stagger around, they have a hard time keeping their balance. But this is talking about staggering in your mind. Is it true or isn't it? Am I in a right relationship with God or am I not? A lot of people struggle with assurance of salvation. Am I truly born again or am I not? There's a staggering back and forth. But Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. Verse 21, it says, "And he was being fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he was able also to perform." So Abraham was fully persuaded in God's promises. And verse 22 says, "And therefore, because of that," therefore is always there because something is there before it, referencing to something before it, "and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness." Because Abraham was fully persuaded, who against hope believed in hope, he was not weak in faith, he staggered not at the promise of God, he was fully persuaded, God looked down and imputed righteousness to him. He says, "Therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness." God says, there's a man who believes my promise, therefore he is righteous. Now look at verse 23. "Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him." This story was just not written just for Abraham's sake. Verse 24 says, for who else? But for us also. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. You know, many people have a problem believing God's promises today. They have a problem believing that God looks upon someone who truly believes that he is a righteous or she is righteous by faith in the promises of God. God has promised that whosoever believes on the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. When a man or a woman or child or whoever it may be believes on God's promises about his Son, how he cleanses us from our sin and how he forgives us our sins, when we believe that, he imputes righteousness to us. He transfers, takes away our sin. He takes away our guilt and transfers righteousness to us by faith. And that's where we need to walk in. We need to believe God's promises. And then God, just like Abraham, it says it was not written for his sake alone, but for us also. That if we believe, it says, verse 24 says, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed. If, there's that word if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. And so this morning, I would just like to encourage you to, has righteousness been imputed upon you by faith because you believe that God raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, and you have been transformed to walk in newness of life. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Let's close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow our hearts here before you this morning, and we thank you, Lord, for that imputed righteousness. We thank you for the promise that you have given to us, Lord, that we can have eternal life by faith in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for all those who are listening today that you would just bless them with imputed righteousness, Lord, that they could grasp that by faith, get a hold of that by faith, and walk in newness of life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. If you would like to talk, my phone number is 260-466-4899. Thank you.